The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Today, we'll mit Hashem begin a new perik ve'elu hein haloikin, which the Mishnah begins and lists many types of aveiros that there is a chiv malchus. Interesting to note that even though today in our batei dinim we do not give oinchim, we do not give mises bezin, afilu we don't give a chiv malchus. However, it says in Truvis Meram Lublin Chelik Dalit Simin Memches that in the days of Meram Lublin, which was approximately 400 years ago, even though it wasn't the times of Beit HaMikdash, they did administer certain types of physical punishments, certain types of punishment in order to stop the Am from doing aveiros, as can be seen in Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, Simen Beis, with the Mechaber writes that Bezdin has the authority to oinish Shaloi Min Adin. Certainly minadin, meaning even though theoretically today we can't administer punishment, but if we see the Am is poet, as they state in the Mechaber, Sha'am Pchutzen Baveris, the Am is breaking out and doing certain Averis, Bezdin not only has the permission, but the responsibility to onish them, onish aguf, in order to prevent them from furthering doing Averis. However, there are more, at the end of Siman Beis in Choshen Mishpat, points out that nowadays someone who's chayev malchus arboim, we shouldn't give them malchus arboim, but rather they should give 40 pieces of zehuvim, 40 gold coins, which is quite expensive. I assume it's way above $40 to say the least. However, there is a minhag to give arboim zehuvim for every aveira that's done to chayev malchus. So therefore, we have to pay attention to this mishnah and all the dinim that says later on in our perek, because they are applicable to bizman hazeh. Now, when I read this Mishnah, something that stands out to me that's very prevalent nowadays is the issur. The Mishnah says that ha'oichol shkotzim v'ramosim, that someone who eats bugs gets achiv malchus arboim. We'll see later on, Mr. Hashem, maybe he'll get more than malchus arboim, but certainly there's achiv malchus. It's common nowadays that we eat vegetables and fruits that are infested with certain types of bugs and toilas. I'd like to give a succinct review of these halachis in order to prevent us from being chayiv arbaim zehuvim, 40 gold pieces, to prevent ourselves from eating bugs. First of all, we have to know that even though in most produce there's not common that we will find bugs, because certainly a majority of the produce, for example, let's take romaine lettuce, for example. Romaine lettuce is infested with bugs. So too are strawberries. However, infested doesn't mean that every head of lettuce will have bugs. It's common that you will find bugs. So the question arises, when it comes to checking for bugs in all our produce, strawberries, broccoli, romaine lettuce, all the types of vegetables that is infested, why can we not apply the principle of roiv? We know the din of holken basar roiv, we go after the majority, and therefore we shouldn't be required to check and eat, we'd be able to eat without checking, because we could assume, because of roiv, that there is no bugs. However, there's a halacha, which is gepaskin, shulchan aruch, and hilchos shechita, miut hamotzoi. Miut hamotzoi means something that's a miut, it's a minority, however it's motzoi, it's common. And a miut hamotzoi, even though we have roiv, if you're able to check, you're able to look if there is an iser, you're not allowed to rely on rov. I mean, even though we could rely on rov, but if we're able to check, it's a mira motzoi, so we have a chiyuv bedika. Only when it's mira motzoi. How much is mira motzoi? The machloikis achroinim. The shita of the Mishkanis Yankif is that the only time you have a chiyuv to check is if it's 10%. If it's 10% infected, then you have a chiv to check. However, many poskim argue in the Mishkanis Yankiv, as it can be seen in Shuvah's Minchas Shloimeh, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach claims that it's not 10% infestation that Ruchai is a chiv bedika, but rather 20%, a fifth, based on the Gemara in Gittin. So there's a machloikis, what's the shir mina motzoi? Is it 10% or is it 20%? Halacha lemaisa, Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman argue how to practice these halachas. Rav Shlomo Zalman says 20%, and Rav Yashiv Machim is 10%. Nonetheless, we assume that in most of our produce, there is at least a 20%, a 10%, to chai bedika, according to Rav Yashiv, to look for bugs. Now, how do you go about checking for bugs? So, one would say, simply looking at it would be sufficient. Look if you see something creepy or crawling. However, the Rabbanim HaMechayev us to do different lengths in order to prevent the bugs from being there. Not only bedika means to check physically, to look if it's there, but bedika also means try to remove it. And it is mukubal in America and Eretz Yisrael that what we do in the most vegetables and fruits that are infested is we luchayra have a three-step process. Step number one, we soak the vegetable in soapy water. Soaking the vegetable or fruit in soapy water basically releases the grip of the claws of the bug on the fruit, making it easily removed. Because again, soap is slippery, so therefore we soak most vegetables. We're not going to go in specifics today, but whatever requires bedika, they must be soaked in soap water. After the soaking, step number two is the rinsing. We run it under cold water. The rinsing hopefully will knock these bugs off and they'll fall down. And number three, in conclusion, we look and do our bedika. And that's a chiyuv to do if there's an infestation of 10% or more. Now, I want to point out some important halachas with regards to bedikas haloyim. Some important controversial halachas that poskim zmanenu say. There is one extremely lenient opinion in the poskim that if any frozen vegetable that has been frozen to the point it's solid, there is no chiyuv of bedika afterwards. And the logic is the following. We have a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in 7 Pei Dalet, in Hilchos Toiloim, that if the bug is like dirt, it is an old bug, it is a bug that has crumbled and been like dirt, then there's no Chiv Malkis, there's no Isser. Because a bug is so old and it's like dirt, it is like decomposed, and it does not have the status of a bug. A bug must be fresh, it must be either recently dead or alive. However, an old dead bug that's like dirt is dirt and is mutter consumed. The poskim debate, freezing a bug will also make it in the state as if it is brittle. Again, freezing a bug, the metzias is that if you freeze it, it's like similar to dust. It's not exactly dust, but it's very similar to dust. If you would touch it, it would break, it would be brittle, like an old bug. So the question is, when the Shulchan Aruch says the heter of an old bug that's like dust, does it include bugs that are frozen or does not include? Because they are very similar, a frozen bug and a bug that is old. They both are brittle. Many poskim argue on this comparison and say a bug that is like dirt, an old bug, the chemicals in the body have left, there's nothing preserved, it's totally analogous to dirt. However, granted a frozen bug is brittle, granted it's not freshly dead, and it's not soft, it's hard and rotted. However, there are a lot of the body chemicals in the bug that are still not old, that are basically preserved, not rotted, but preserved, and therefore maybe this heter would not apply. So therefore, there are some hechsher organizations in America that permit frozen bugs. There are some organizations that do not permit frozen bugs. That's one controversial heter. Number two, I'd like to discuss a very important heter that Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Minchas Shlomo brings down. It's not widely known, but it's a very practical halacha. The Minchas Shlomo brings down with regards to broccoli. We all know checking broccoli is extremely hard. Some posts can hold, we can't check. Some posts can hold, we could check. I'm not going to get involved with that right now. Because basically when you look for a bug in broccoli, it is very hard to see. The camouflage of the bug on the sprouts are quite good, and therefore it's hard to identify. So even the process we said of soaking and rinsing and checking may not be sufficient. However, Shlomo Zalman says, certainly you're allowed to take this bug and take this head of broccoli or this head of lettuce and put it in a blender. And if you put it in a blender, what you've done is cut down the bug into pieces. And even though the bug is not mutter, of course, a broken down bug is as usher as a full bug, but we have a concept that there's bittel barov, that on a bug that is broken into many pieces, we have a concept of bittel barov. If the bug is not broken down to pieces, it is not bittel barov because of the concept beria loy batal, a full bug, a full object, a shalem is not batal. But if you cut it down, it is batal. So says Shlomo Zalman, you take your broccoli, try your best to check, but if, of course, come post is not sufficient, or your strawberries, or whatever the infestant object may be. You could simply take it, put it in a blender or a food processor, and serve it. Why, says Shlomo Zalman? Because the bug will be cut up, thereby making it, having it the ability to mevatel it. And after you mevatel it, by cutting it up, it is batal b'roiv and it's mutter. Says Shlomo Zalman, that's a heter in order to use infested fruits and vegetables b'zman hazeh. Of course, Shlomo Zalman himself asked the obvious question. We have a rule. Ein mevatlin iser l'chatchila. Even though we have a concept of bittel, but the Gemara tells us that ein mevatlin iser l'chatchila, the Gemara in Beitza says that you do not allow to utilize the concept of bittel if it could be avoided. So, says Shlomo Zalman, that if I go ahead and mevatel the broccoli in the blender, shouldn't this be a problem? I'm mevatelin iser l'chatchila. I'm going ahead and utilizing the concept of the bittel l'chatchila. So Shlomo Zalman, since we're talking about infestations that are tremendously hard to remove, they're difficult to remove, difficult to check, broccoli, strawberries, Brussels sprouts, all different things that are hard to check. So Shlomo Zalman, if it's hard to check, and you tried your best, and your last resort is bittel, that's not a, you're not transgressing the prohibition of ein mevatel l'chatchila. Because you tried your best, you're not doing it l'chatchila. This is b'di'evit, you can't check it. But if you could check it, you would have checked it. So you can't check it, so that's why you're going to mevatel it and throw it in the blender. So that is another heter, a fantastic heter, from that of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Okay, Mitzvah will begin daf Yud Daled tomorrow.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.